Hello and welcome to podcast number 2. We have a special guest here today, my cousin,
Karina Samarjian.
Thank you for joining us today, Karina. Do you not mind me asking, where is your current place of residency?
My current place of residency is Fresno, California.
And how old were you when the war was happening?
I think I was 12 years old.
All right. So how did you find out that a war has broken out in Armenia?
I found out in multiple ways, through family, through social media, and through, like, news articles, you know?
Yeah, and when you found out, like, was the truth sugar-coated, or did you just get the full, plain, harsh truth?
I got the full, plain, harsh truth. I knew from the start. I know everything from the start.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think that this affected, like, your mental health during these times?
I'd probably say either 8 or 7 out of 10, because sometimes when I went on social media, I see posts about all the soldiers that have passed, and, you know, the ones that are fighting, and it just broke my heart knowing that some of them don't get to go home to their family, you know, and some of them get hurt, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly, and I can completely relate to that, because every app I opened, whether it was TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, even some messages, I just continuously see a soldier has passed away, or a loved one, or even someone that's 18 or someone that's 70 has passed away. It's just so hard to take, knowing that that person and the family might not even know that they have passed away yet, but it's all over social media. And you're true, exactly. Social media did play a very big role in this war and has affected all of us completely. And do you think that what we see on social media from our end was true?
Yes, of course.
So how do you feel that when we look at, personally, when I look at the stuff that Azerbaijan people were posting, their propaganda, I obviously knew that that was a lie. I obviously knew that Armenians were not the aggressors. How do you feel about that?
I agree with everything you just said. I feel the same, you know?
So you think that they're just faking it, yes. News. But yes. Did you know, however, that that's what they think about us? Their government has proven, and I've seen a numerous videos of Azerbaijan civilians currently, their teenagers, showing that Armenia stole the lands, Armenia started attacking. How do you feel about that, that kids your age are using your excuse, but they're going exactly opposite, but they think that they are right?
It feels messed up, you know?
Yeah, it feels completely wrong. I completely understand you. So, do you have any, like, friends? Considering you're so young, you were 12 years old at the time. Do you have any friends that went through the same emotions during this time?
I have a cousin that's a bit younger than me. And she had a cousin who was sent to fight, and he sadly passed away. And, you know, she took it really hard. You know, she was in this depressing state, you know, and it took her so long to get past his death, you know?
How old was he, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm guessing he was 18.
Yeah. Those are one of the hardest because, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, a great majority of the fighters that were on the front line that sadly did pass away was our new generation of Armenian men, which were the 18 to 20-year-olds. And does it shock you, like, kids like yourself and younger people took the war so hard emotionally?
Honestly, it doesn't really shock me. And all the kids such as myself, and even younger, have gone through this so emotionally. And I have taken this so hard because we have always kept up with the history of Armenia. And Armenia has had a very hard past. But this war was a lot more different because the younger generation has never really lived through a war. And considering that this ended so brutally, how Armenia ended up losing and surrendering our land just really hurts.
I completely understand. It's very hard because we have been following up on the war ever since we were little. Us being cousins, I know your past. I know my past, obviously. Since we were little, we've always known about the Armenian genocide, about the Armenian wars, everything that's been occurring on the Armenian people. Our parents have always kept us up to date about the past, about everything that has been going on. But we've never personally, our younger generation has never personally lived through a war. So I think when we got the first hand for the first time, it really hit our heart. Like, this was one of the hardest times. Those 44 days were absolutely horrific. They were literally a living nightmare for everyone. whether you were 40 years old, 90 years old, or even 10 years old. It hit everyone so deep, especially knowing that this war targeted our young generation, our young men, and our soldiers that were so new to the world.
Agreed.
That obviously never got a chance to go out into the real world yet. And where you live, were there any fundraisers or charity events at all that took place to raise money?
We had a couple protests here and then. I'm pretty sure from where I'm from, we ended up on the news, I'm guessing once or twice, but I'm not 100% sure. And we had this Armenian fund, I'm guessing it's all over the world, and we've raised about $80 million supporting mm-hmm. Armenia, you know?
Yes, Armenia Fund is a very big organization, and that was the main source of donations that were going. That was towards humanitarian aid, towards the civilians in Artsakh that were being sheltered, being shelled, bombed. All the money was pretty much going to them and being used on them for their own protection, their food, and everything like that. And did you attend any of those protests?
Yes, a few of them.
Okay, and I actually know one of our uncles in Fresno actually organized a charity event that raised $53,000. And it was like a car show that was like uplifting. Obviously, it was not like music and DJ and fun things, but it still got people up and going to donate. And it was a quick one-day thing, and they raised $53,000 and donated all of the proceeds to Armenia Fund. And have you been traveling during the war? Did you go any other place and experience these fundraisers?
I traveled to Los Angeles, you know, and surprisingly, a lot of Armenians, like, on the news, you see them, and they were blocking freeways, and, you know, they were just everywhere. Every corner you saw mm-hmm. by, you see an Armenian flag, like, Armenian people everywhere, you
know? Exactly.
Trying to get everyone, like, people to recognize us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, when I actually went mid-October in the middle of the war, I went to LA, and when I tell you the streets were being blocked off by protesters trying to get on the news, they were in front of CSN, they were in front of the New York Times trying to get articles in, because most of those articles were on the side of Azerbaijan and Turkey. They were pro-Turkey and Azerbaijan, so imagine thousands and thousands of protesters covering the streets and raising donations every night, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars every single night, protesting every single night until that war stopped. And when I went to LA, I actually got firsthand where every stoplight we went at, they came up to your window and were like, please donate $50, $100, whatever you can. This is going straight to Armenia Fund. And you knew people were not lying about this, because this is such a hard topic that this affected everyone. So no one was stealing this money. You knew the people that spent 24 hours there, sitting there, standing there, protesting, they were not taking this money from themselves. They were adding donations on top of donations. And it was every red light, it was $100, $100, $120. Just keep on going, keep them coming. And obviously, we had to do what we had to do, because if we're all the way in the U.S., you know, how much can we do? You know, like,
yeah.
Besides donations, what can you do? Yeah. You can't go fight. You can't help those in Artsakh. We can only donate and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see a change in your parents' like emotions, their stress level?
My parents, you know, they were also heartbroken, but, you know, they took it pretty well. They wanted to be strong for us, you know. They didn't mm-hmm. want to be upset. They knew how upset we were about our people, you know, fighting for our land and getting hurt every day. They exactly. just didn't want to show emotion towards us, not make us more upset, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like their everyday life, their attitudes during this war, was it like, did they have a certain attitude?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
So they tried staying strong. Yes. Because you also have younger siblings. Yes. As I recall. Mm-hmm. So that probably played a big effect. And you went to an Armenian school,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
So they probably informed the students and informed the parents about everything that's going on, letting people know and how hard this really is.
Yes.
Did the Armenian school do anything during this time? Did they create any fundraisers?
Not really fundraisers, but at school they did. They have these little shops, you know, the kid council, mm-hmm. you know, yes. They sold stuff, and whoever bought it, I'm guessing the money went towards, I'm guessing the Armenia funds, like different funds to get sent mm-hmm. to Armenia for the people. So that was basically it for all I know.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Of course.
All right. We'll see you next time on the next podcast to see who our next special guest is. Bye-bye.